Psalm 131 is a psalm of ascents. It's one of the songs the people of God, the Israelites, sang as they ascended Mount Zion on their yearly pilgrimages to the temple. They sang in preparation for their worship there, as a choir slowly climbing the winding paths up the hill toward the temple. They sang the powerful words of this psalm. Each step brought them closer and closer and higher elevation as they chanted these words. O Lord, I am not proud. I have no haughty looks. I do not occupy myself with great matters or with things that are too hard for me. But I still my soul. And I make it quiet. Like a child upon its mother's breast, my soul is quieted within me. O Israel, wait upon the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. As the worshiper chants these words, the worshiper anticipates entering the temple to bring sacrifices for their sin, or offerings of thanksgiving for God's gifts. And as they do so, they humble their hearts. O Lord, I have nothing to brag about. You will not find a smug expression on my face. O Lord, I do not come into your presence to commend myself or my righteousness. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to your grace and mercy I cling. Even though I'm about to come into your holy temple, it does not mean that I have everything figured out, nor do I anticipate figuring everything out. There are and there will be many unanswered questions. There are certain things that are beyond human comprehension. Your ways are mysterious, O Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are your ways higher than my ways, and your thoughts than my thoughts. Human beings cannot go back in time. We can't foresee the future. We look at the vast universe through the most powerful telescopes, and we peer into the subatomic world with powerful microscopes. And what we often find are not more answers, but more questions. God has revealed himself to us beautifully in the Bible, but he has not disclosed everything. There is still much that remains a mystery. It's actually quite humbling to realize how little we know about the natural world or about God, the author of creation. This psalm urges us to humble ourselves, but even more so than that, it calls us to embrace our limitations, or rather to let ourselves be embraced by something or someone higher, someone stronger, someone wiser, someone greater than ourselves. I still and quiet my soul, like a weaned child is my soul quieted within me. I take a deep breath. I slowly exhale. I relax the tension in my body. I let go of the anxiety. I surrender control. I let God take me up into the embrace of his arms. And I drink deeply from the milk of his word and spirit. This illustration of a nursing child is a very vivid one. And I'm sure you have experienced the fussiness, the loudness, and self-centeredness of infant children. Maybe your last encounter was right here at First St. Paul's. Cries and wailing loud enough to be heard over the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. A worthy challenge to even the most thundering preacher with a microphone. We are grateful for those voices. And not only that, according to Jesus, Those children belong in God's sanctuary even more than we so-called grown-ups. Unless you become like a little child, Jesus says, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. In God's eyes, we are all like little children, fussing and throwing temper tantrums. We're all hungry, thirsty. We all at times are uncomfortable with life's amenities, and we cannot understand why the world seems so bent up and bent against us. What we need is a mother's embrace. We need her rich milk, which will take our hunger and thirst away. Instead of an aching pit in our stomachs, we now have the intoxicating warm nutrients of mom's milk trickling down our throats. There is a buzz of healing that we feel going down and into our core, into every extremity of our bodies. A quick and powerful calm overwhelms us, like a baby that grows limp, like a boned fish. We are intoxicated by mom's milk. Our infant eyes roll back and our eyelids grow heavy with the milky sedative. Mothers refer this to their child as being milk drunk. Perhaps this is what Paul had in mind when he said, do not get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Through the singing of psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Or maybe it was what Peter was thinking about when he said, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up into salvation. Let yourselves be cradled in God's strong arms. It will strengthen and preserve you now until life everlasting. Don't try to completely understand or dissect or figure God or his ways out, but realize the wisdom of receiving God's gifts, even though we are undeserving, even though it's given freely. For you know that the eternal Son of God became a little child, even an infant, and drank at his mother Mary's breasts. He became a child, a newborn, to grow up for our forgiveness and eternal salvation. Is it really so strange then that he would ask us to become as a little child? Like a weaned child, our souls within us, to receive from him spiritual nutrition, what we need to grow up in the kingdom of God. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is everyone who takes refuge in him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.